So 2 days ago, we took a look at one of the statements of Rabbi Danasi about living in a world of comfort, but not engaging or identifying as someone that pursues luxury, but someone that pursues ideals, and if comfort comes, then it comes, or it emerges. Now, Rabbi says something very interesting about integrity. People talk about the word integrity as if it's virtue, nobility of character, morality. The word integrity means integration. You're the same person no matter where you are. In theory, you could be a criminal with integrity. No matter where you are, you abuse people or you're acting in criminal fashion. We typically apply the word integrity to people whose lives follow the same code of rules, whether people are watching or not watching. So Rabbi talks a little bit about integrity. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yehi sisrecha alecha galui, that your behavior in private should be as similar as possible as your behavior in public. That's very hard. It's something that you work on your entire life. It's important on many levels. First of all, in today's world, I'm not sure that people realize the blurring of boundaries between public and private lives, especially in a world of social media and quick communication. So many of the experiences you think are private end up being very public. So it reminds us that the two really aren't very different realms. I think people are first starting to realize that anything you enter as a text or as a picture will probably be on the record, irremovable. So be very, very careful. Sometimes you have to learn about what types of communications just aren't appropriate for written format. You say, you know, let's have a conversation about it face-to-face. Our lives are so busy that we sometimes tend to veer away from communication into textual communication, and that's very, very dangerous at a practical level. Of course, at a more existential level, courage sometimes is defined as the ability to make the right choice when no one's watching. And if you live by a code of honor and by morality, then you do the right thing, not just because people are watching, but because you think it's the right thing. So I know for me, very often that moment is when I see a piece of garbage on the floor, or I throw a piece of garbage into the garbage can. It's when people are watching me in a crowded area. I want to put the garbage into the garbage can because people will look at me disfavorably. What if no one's watching? What if you see something? When's the last time you made the right choice and you took some action and it entailed some sacrifice, not major sacrifice, and no one knew about it? And no one would find out about it. You just took the right action because you live by a code. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always watching and engaged, but so to speak, even if it weren't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for yourself, you want to live by the right code and do the honorable thing. And today the word honor has slowly eroded or become effaced from public consciousness. So when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, Yehi sisrecha alecha galoi, it's referring to trying to fuse or merge the behavior in public, which is always shaped and impacted by public expectation, into the behavior in private, which should be shaped by an internal, holistic sense of right and wrong. It also may have referred to not just your behavior, but also your speech and your demeanor. Some people are very two-faced and very disingenuous, and they'll speak one way to others, but they'll really maintain a different persona internally. And it's called echad bepeh ve'echad b'lev, people who have one way of communicating and another way of what their belief system is. And there's a thin line. You don't want to always be blunt and candid, because sometimes you're being too blunt and too forthcoming to be hurtful to people. So there's got to be some offset between what you believe and what you say. There's going to be some control and filter between what's in your heart and what you say to people. But it shouldn't be exploitative, first of all. It shouldn't be manipulating people with that offset. You should just be trying to protect them and improve your relationship. And also, it shouldn't be too wide or sweeping. If the offset between how you speak and who you are internally is completely dichotomous, then it's really echad bepeh ve'echad b'lev. It's like every mamar chazal, you can't take everything chazal say, and in an absolute sense, it has to be distilled, or it has to be affiliated with other statements. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was talking about Yehi alecha sisrecha kegalo, your internal private lives should be similar to your external lives, which basically means that you should try to fuse both the way you behave and the way you speak. And the final part of his statement was V'davar she'efshar lishmoa al tomar lechavrecha, something which would be hard for him to hear, you shouldn't say, and It means you should try to mute what you say, not just when you say it, but how you say it, and if you say it, something that people won't accept. It'll be hurtful to people, even though you think it's right and you think it's important. It'll be too hurtful. Eifshar lishmoa, and maybe you should choose your timing and choose your method of communication. Well, we talked a lot about communication. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to take a recess now because I'm going to the States for about a week. So, Mitzvah Hashem, the next year will take place a week from Tuesday. Next week, no shiur, and a week from Tuesday, we'll have shiur. Maybe I'll ask him by Ryan to organize some of the stand-in shiur or something. Okay? Are you guys willing to help him put it together? Everybody want to organize it? Just get guys up, not just guys from the... When I'm away, guys give the shiur, so it'll be a nice chance to get the guys as well. We'll make a nice little list, okay? Have a good day, everyone.